This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with me here today. And then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi coming on about the $400 million and the real collusion with the State Department laundering money into Russia. Yeah, in anti-Russia operations and laundering it reportedly back to Hillary and her campaign. It's a famous tactic that's coming up. We're also going to have John Rappaport on, getting into all these subjects and probably open the phones up. I think you probably should open the phones up for people to respond. But InfoWars is now the center of attention, along with President Trump. And why is that? It's because we're saying the truth. We're saying the kryptonite to the globalists. We're saying the coffin nails to their tyranny, high noon to an empire, that the globalists are Chinese communist funded, that they want to implode America and make us dependent and domesticated, that they're working with Hollywood, the unelected EU, radical Islam is being used as their third world weapon to collapse our borders and bring down our sovereignty. It's all admitted, and we're pointing out that CNN and MSNBC are owned by the big multinational corporations that are these powerful combines with China and others in the one world, new world order system that our own robber barons and British robber barons in the last 60, 70 years set up. And this is in Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. And Brzezinski wrote books about it. I'm just telling you what the establishment said they were building. People ask, how did I 25 years ago know all this stuff and predict it all, how it all came true? Because I read the white papers. I read the books. We sell some of the books written by them at InfoWarsStore.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, they are coming after us in congressional hearings and calling us Holocaust deniers with no proof and all this stuff because they're scared of us, because they're the globalists. They're the traitors. They sold out to the unlimited money of the Federal Reserve and the fiat system. And I'm not going to sell out Christianity. I'm not going to sell out the unborn. I'm not going to sell out free market. I'm not going to sell out to a global elite that are going to hurt people and dumb people down and enslave them. So everyone has a choice to make right now which side they're on. This is historic. And everybody's got to really look themselves in the eye and say, wow, why are they saying Trump's a traitor and the military needs to take him out in Congress? Why are the Republican cowards rolling over and joining in the chorus? Because they're cowards. They are on the wrong side of history. They've been winning so long against America and Christians and others because we were asleep. They think if they just intimidate us or get in our face or threaten us, that we'll get back in line. We're never getting back in line. You can't defeat 3% in any revolutionary war that won't give up. You cannot defeat us. We're way more than 3%. We're more like 10% that are hardcore. Another 20, 30% get it to a certain extent. And that's the enemy's own numbers. We are winning. But bottom line, folks, InfoWars needs your prayers. We need your financial support. We need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales ever. 67% off is the biggest deal. 50% off the average sale. Free shipping store-wide. You need Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, four-stage. Very best out there for the price. Comparable units are $500, $600. It's $200. You can't beat it. Water filtration, whatever is the best, highest rated at a great price, Alexa Pure, Pro Pure, we carry it. You need that in your family. You need that at your shop. You need that at your police station. You need that in your church. You need to fund InfoWars while you get reciprocal trade of high-quality products, a total 360, non-zero-sum game, win. So I didn't really plug a lot last hour, so I just wanted to put it out there again that it is so critical, everybody listening to me right now, to choose which side of history you're on, but whatever you do, you may not have a, you know, pot to piss in, that's fine. The biggest thing you can do is InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, share it by hand, put it on business cards, you know, write it on the wall, whatever. whatever you got to do to get the info out. We are going to win because InfoWars is verboten, because we have the answer. We can bring down the globalists. We know the truth. We're rebooting Americana. We're rebooting free market, common sense. We love God. We love you. We love justice. We have goodwill. And you hear that all from Trump, and you see it in his actions, and that's why evil is so incredibly upset. So please, please, whatever you do, get involved in the fight now more than ever. I salute all you that have helped us and taken action over the years. Without you, we are nothing. All right, back to the crew at Owen Schroyer. Now spread those live links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, taking over the captain's seat now for Alex Jones, and about to be joined by John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Now, I've got stacks of stacks of stacks of news on my desk. I've got video clips that I need to get to. I hope I can get to all of them. It's just crazy, because you have, let me tell you the biggest difference between what we do here at InfoWars and what every other news outlet does. And we're going to have the clip before the show is over. Even Fox News will say things about Alex Jones and InfoWars, and they won't play a clip. We play the clips. We read their stories. We pull their quotes. We go to them for the source. And then we respond. They make claims about us, never cite anything, never play the clips, never show the stories. They just make baseless claims, whether they believe it or not. I mean, I don't know. They report on it. And this is why John Rappaport started NoMoreFakeNews.com years ago. John, I have a new analogy for what InfoWars is when it comes to news and just news outlets. InfoWars is the Hulk of news media, where the more they attack us, the more angrier they make us, the bigger and stronger and more powerful they get. And they haven't realized that yet. So keep attacking us, keep demonizing us. In fact, I know that some of the crew is probably listening. We should probably put out a meme of InfoWars being the Hulk and just getting bigger and stronger every time they attack us. But John Rappaport, what do you make? I mean, for example, where they say, you know, Trump's colluding with Putin. Look at Trump. He's the bad guy. Russian hacking, Russian meddling. Obama was warned about this in 2014 and 2016. Stood down. That's a direct quote from his officials. Stand down. And yet the fake news can still report as if that never happened. So, John Rappaport, what do you make of the state of the news media in America right now?
Bought off, I would say, completely. I've been going back and forth on this because I know a lot of mainstream reporters over the years that I've worked as an independent reporter. And for the most part, I used to think that they were dumb. You know, they were smart enough to know what lines they weren't supposed to cross, but otherwise not very curious, not interested in digging down. Now I'm seeing something else completely. This is an agenda. This is a plan. This is money. This is George Soros. This is people being bought off to say not only that Trump is a bad guy, not only to say that he colluded with Russia, not only to say that that this is, he was never really elected. But to say that violence should be visited upon him, that it's okay. For example, I don't know whether you guys have flashed a current New Yorker cover on the screen.
You know what? I don't think we have covered that yet. I have the tweet from Judge right here. He says the left's continued fetish for Trump's physical harm / death is stunning. You know, and they make it look like, oh, he's falling down the stairs here. But the way they have the red tie, you know, that could easily be, you know, oh, is that a pool of blood? You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. And it looks like he's been shot. Okay. Assassinated. This is on the cover of the New Yorker, recent, you know, current edition. And, of course, they give this explanation. Okay, well, we're just talking about the fact that he came down the escalator when he announced that he was going to run for president. And this is a metaphorical picture of what happened after his disastrous meeting with Putin, blah, blah, blah. But no, it's not. You know, to anybody with any sense looking at this in this media atmosphere that everybody is swimming in and sucking air in, this is another version of, hey, if Trump dies, that's okay. If Trump is killed, that's, well, you know, that's the way it goes. And that's just the light stuff. All of this is part of a plan. This is not just accidental. People in the media who were formerly just being nasty and critical are now emerging with Trump should be assassinated.
Well, they came out and said that pretty much immediately after he was elected. I mean, you had Madonna saying, let's blow up the White House. Johnny Depp saying, "Is anyone, when was the last time an actor killed the president?" Snoop Dogg depicting an assassination. The one ugly man, woman, Chucky child that had the decapitated Trump head. So it's really nothing new. It just continues.
Well, the thing that I find that's new about it is the willingness, first of all, the willingness of the media to give space to these stories as if they're really legitimate news stories. And secondly, for some of these supposedly objective news people themselves to come forth and in some kind of smirking fashion indicate that they kind of think it's okay if somebody kills Trump too.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like numbing them to it. So it's like when it happens, you know, they won't feel bad. They've already been numb to it. The thought has already reached their consciousness stream. So then it's just like, oh, he's dead. Yeah, you know, cool. Let's even celebrate that. But but this is like 1984 level brainwashing, John, where last night MoveOn.org hosted an event. They live streamed the whole thing. I actually rebroadcasted it and responded it in real time. Some people enjoyed my improv comedy. Some people thought I was a hack. But either way, they're talking about, they say Trump is destroying the country. Trump is destroying us. Trump is rebuilding. I got another record right here. U.S. oil production hits record first at 11 million barrels a day. So you've got record confidence in the housing market, record stock market, record jobs growth, just record, 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 building, building, building. And then what do they say? Trump's destroying the country. So destroying is now building and building is now destroying. That's literally right out of 1984. We've got Alex Jones who wants to pop in on the conversation here. Guys, let's pop Alex up.
I just wanted to just call in for a minute or two because I'm listening to you and John here along with my family. And I just wanted to back up what he's saying. It is new that they've gotten rid of just the dumbos and brought in operatives and deep staters. Most of them have intelligence agency backgrounds. And Phil Mudd, former deputy director of FBI and CIA, is on TV again this week saying the military needs to take out Trump. He needs to be dealt with. You've got Congressman Cohen saying military coup. So, yes, they are laying the groundwork for normalization to kill the president and to intimidate him and his family. And that meanwhile, his daughter's out saying we need a pro-human future, not one of robots. You know, let's build a future where we still have workers. Trump is for real, folks. That's why they're so scared. That's why things are turning around. So I just wanted to back up what he's saying is this is criminal. This is going on because these people have committed crimes. They're backed up by the communist Chinese. And Tucker Carlson finally brought that up the other night. China owns our debt. China owns Hollywood now. China is in control of most of the universities. That's admitted. That's the real threat. They're scared. They've committed espionage. They believe the CFR, the Chinese Century. They sold us out. They were on the anti-American bandwagon. That's why it's in all their own internal documents. That's why people like Bill Maher is betting against America and hopes we go bankrupt, because they really are traitors. And they're the enemy, and that's why they keep saying we are. Back to you guys. Great job. I really appreciate the work at NoMoreFakeNews.com and John Rappaport. Remember, folks, share those links. Subscribe to the podcast. Get the new free app, Infowars.com/app, Infowars Official. If people are really ready to hear the truth, the Streisand effect right now, hey, this is the forbidden. This is the verboten. They don't want you to hear Alex Jones. Just say, tune in for yourself and see what he's really saying, why they're having congressional hearings. I know you're a media analyst, Rappaport. I want to get your take when we come back. I'll be listening about why you think they're honing in on us so much and why they're so afraid. Back to you guys. Sorry to interrupt.
So we'll be getting John Rappaport's opinion on that in the next segment. And I just want to put a bow on what Alex was just saying. I had actually just, I guess it was 2 days ago, I had a conversation with Alex about this exact thing. And I said, look, Alex, I think they're going to kill him. I think straight up they're going to kill Donald Trump. They want him dead and he's not going to stop fighting them. I think that they're going to assassinate President Trump. And then you see The New Yorker and everything else and Phil Mudd. And we went down the road in this conversation. He said, you know what, though, Owen? Even if they kill him, he still wins. Even if they strike him down, he becomes more powerful than ever. So they don't know what to do. We have them against the ropes. We just have to keep fighting and keep punching politically. And if the red wave...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All you have to do is ask yourself, what would the response be like in the media had somebody depicted Barack Hussein Obama's assassination as many times as President Trump's assassination has been depicted? This is, of course, at the same time they say when they go low, we go high. I guess that means they get so high on ketamine that they imagine Donald Trump being assassinated over and over in their head. We've got a clip coming up here of Fox News even now, and I'm not saying Fox News is our enemy, but the clips now of them even attacking us. And so Alex wanted to get John Rappaport's take on this from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, why do you think InfoWars is at the center of the crosshairs right now when it comes to real media being under attack?
Issues. One is globalism, and the other is also connected, which is the immigration issue. These are two major, major powder cakes. The media assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, and then it was going to be one giant, wonderful, fascist, scum, global village for all. That everything would sink into a kind of collective oblivion for the entire planet after 8 years of her, after Obama, and that, you know, the media would be complicit as always, and then all of a sudden on election night something happened, and it wasn't that way at all. And this guy out of nowhere named Trump, whatever you think of him, and I don't care what anybody thinks of him, one way or another, what was he talking about? He was talking about destroying globalism, especially on issues of trade. He was talking about nationalism, which is like the silver bullet, to vampires or werewolves. And he was talking about a ceiling on immigration, which any sensible person would understand purely from the point of view of what does it cost governments all over the world to have open borders? In other words, ask a so-called liberal anytime, what is your top limit on immigration? You must have a number after which you'll be satisfied, right? And then it turns out, no, you're wrong. No, these lunatics are saying there is no number. There is no country. There is no border. There is no law. There is no anything. And that's their platform. That's what they're aiming for. This is an operation of chaos to bring on what would be a major global security action in the middle of chaos to install a puppet kind of dictatorship over the entire planet.
So it's because globalism. It's because we've been so anti-globalist, because we've been so pro-America.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
And now we have the president in the United States that echoes the same sentiments. So, but let's, John, I want to get your response to this video clip. Let's now go to, this was Fox News today, going along with the next phase, I guess, in this attack of InfoWars. One, you group us in with Holocaust deniers. You don't originally call us Holocaust deniers, but you group us in with the Holocaust deniers. Then you go down to the next step, and now we are Holocaust deniers. Let's go to now even Fox News wanting to attack InfoWars.
Facebook in the hot seat again. Mark Zuckerberg is now trying to clarify comments he made about Holocaust deniers. The CEO now saying in a post, if a post crossed a line, it would be removed. But that is a little different from what we heard him say earlier. Listen.
I don't believe that our platform should take that down because I think that there are things that different people get wrong. I don't think that they're intentionally getting it wrong, but I think it's hard to
read
intent and to understand the intent.
Fox News Headlines 24/7 reporter Carly Shimkus joins me now. Carly, this is an incredibly
complicated
story, and Mark Zuckerberg himself does not seem to have figured out how to go about it.
You're right. It's almost like they're kind of learning as they go along. Now, Facebook has been facing a lot of difficult questions, a lot of tough questions over why they haven't deleted controversial conspiracy theory websites from their site.
Now,
the policy that they have implemented is that they will delete individual controversial posts, but they will allow the source to remain on the site, like Infowars, as long as they are not expressing violence in those posts. Those posts will then be deleted. A lot of people say that InfoWars does do that. Mark Zuckerberg faced a lot of questions for what he said because he said that
people
don't intentionally get it wrong. Many of those say that, yes, exactly, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
He's really coming under fire for a lot of this, forcing him to respond. And in his clarification, he says, I personally find Holocaust denial deeply offensive, and I absolutely did not intend to defend the intent of people who deny that.
That's right. Well, another important point to make is that Mark Zuckerberg himself is Jewish. I think that what is really important to him, of course, is freedom of speech. And that is a very good thing, of course. But it gets confusing because Mark Zuckerberg says he doesn't want to decide what is wrong and what is right. But at the same time, they are fighting this ongoing battle with fake news. So what we're seeing unfold right now is that they don't really know what to do here in these tough issues.
Yeah, they want to ban us, but they don't want to be outright against the First Amendment.
In the best interest of his shareholders and making money. And he has the confidence to shore up of his users, that's for sure.
Thank you very much.
All right, so you know what? Look, I'll be honest. Maybe I was a little too hard on them, and they didn't really come out and attack InfoWars. But the point is, that's it, though. It is all about InfoWars. We're the ones that are effective. We're the ones that are influencing all of these other smaller channels that are liberty-based, you know, free thought-based, free speech-based. And that now they're getting a big audience, too. So we're having an impact. So they're like, okay, we have to stop this at the head. That's why InfoWars is the target. John Rappaport.
Yeah. I almost fell asleep during that Fox segment, by the way.
Really riveting stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, boy, just
But they said, John, yeah, we're going to break it down.
They just kept throwing in InfoWars here, InfoWars there, InfoWars here. No context, no nothing. Yeah. You know, all these media outlets, they look at InfoWars numbers, they look at their own numbers, and their blood begins to boil because they're losing. InfoWars is winning along with other independent media outlets, and they don't know what to do. What are they going to do? Except maybe decide that, you know, let's have an assassination special tonight, where we'll have 16 reporters on saying, let's kill Trump, let's kill Trump. And maybe that will raise our numbers up higher. You know, I mean,
you know what? Here's the thing. I got a clue and a hint. And Fox News kind of gets this. Look, again, that's why I don't attack Fox News. I don't think they're the biggest enemy. I understand that there's people over there that are full of it, people over there that hate us. But honestly, like, the trick, John, and some of them are starting to get this. Like, I can't even believe Tucker Carlson is on air, honestly, some of his shows. The trick is to be more like InfoWars. That's the trick. That's how you get more audience. That's how you get more viewers. People think like we think. Those are the people that are looking for news these days. So, but that's why they just sit there and they do these milquetoast segments like the last one. That's not hard hitting. People want the hard hitting. They want to know what's really going on. We'll be right back with more from John Rappaport.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit PartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give? Odds are you won't like.
So we've been talking about the fake news with John Rappaport, but I've got another story that's right up his alley. But first, I wanna get a good laugh here with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, there is a Major League Baseball player, Josh Hader. He is a pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. And when he was a teenager in high school, apparently he tweeted something that was, well, a little insensitive. So the MLB is now ordering the Major League pitcher, Josh Hader, to go to sensitivity training. This is now our reality, John. If you tweeted something insensitive, you need to go to sensitivity training. So, John, I'm going to send over the sensitivity training officials to your house. I think that you need some sensitivity training, John. You're just too insensitive.
I agree, and it's getting worse. My condition is not improving in any way. I mean, I'm becoming
I know,
more
we have
and
to
more.
Do,
and,
we have to do something about this immediately.
Yeah, and it's all your fault, too. By the way,
we're going to have
you're
you.
So,
no,
so
no, 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 no. See,
this is actually
a typical insensitive person right here trying to blame somebody else. Don't worry. We're going to train this out of you.
Okay. Well, I need it as fast as possible because I'm afraid that I might do something dangerous. Now, for example, let me show you how insensitive I really am. Listen to this quote, which you won't find, by the way, folks, all you millions of people here, you're not going to find this quote on any other news outlet of any prominence in the world. Here it is. In 2016 alone, the Obama administration dropped at least 26,171 bombs. This means that every day last year, meaning 2016, the U.S. military blasted combatants or civilians overseas with 72 bombs. That's three bombs every hour, 24 hours a day.
Is that why he's Barack Obama?
Obama, exactly my point. This is the revelation. And this comes from The Guardian newspaper in England, which is one of the most, you know, left-wing liberal news outlets. And there it is. You guys are incredible. I don't know how you do this. You just pop it right up on
the screen.
The crew's
amazing.
Yeah, so there you have it, okay? This is the kind of thing that you're not going to find on CNN or Fox.
Wait a second. Whoa. Which Hussein dropped more bombs, Saddam Hussein or Barack Hussein?
Well, Saddam Hussein was gone by 2016. I don't think there's any question that I would have to bet on Barack Hussein as having dropped more. Because in 2016, dropped at least 26,171. Now, suppose this became a major story on MSNBC and CNN and so forth. This discovery, blah, 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 Chris Matthews, my God, I don't know what to say. The tingle is gone from my leg.
Chris
now,
Matthews.
Man, you know, look at this. Obama just revealed here. Forget what Trump said to Putin or Putin said to Trump or whether Trump had to apologize or whatever. Let's forget about he said, they said. Let's look at a couple of facts here. In 2016, Obama dropped 26,000 bombs. Actually, bombs.
Oh, and by the way, and the list of all the countries that he was bombing was the list that he originated as the travel ban, which then they called Trump's Muslim ban. So it was Obama's travel ban because he was bombing those countries. Then Trump gets in and it becomes Trump's Muslim ban. But just while we're on Obama, and then I want to get your take on another story here. You know, this is all coming out. I'm actually going to highlight this in the next segment. But Obama was warned in 2014 and 2016 about the quote-unquote Russian interference. We have the C-SPAN videos. We have the hearings. His own officials said, quote, Obama said, stand down. So it's just like the children at cages, the separation of families. It's just like everything. It all can be led back to Obama. It's really unbelievable. But you can respond to that. Or, John, this story is right up your alley. There was a story from PewTrust.org today. These pills could be the next U.S. drug epidemic. Public health officials say they're talking about anti-anxiety pills, things such as Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Klonopin, etc., the next drug epidemic. Of course, the opiates are the current drug epidemic, but they're saying these anti-anxiety pills could be the next. I don't know if it's fair to say the next, John. I think that you know the numbers and the facts here. I think it already is.
Yeah. These drugs like Xanax, for example, have been the epidemic for the last, I don't know, 20 years. I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And by the way, those are the drug companies that fuel news outlets like CNN and MSNBC. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. That's a major point, Owen, because these pharmaceutical companies, in a sense, own the news outlets. So therefore, they control the news. And they, what they want as news is news, and what they don't want is not news. Meanwhile, they're poisoning populations. They're eating out America from the inside. You want to find out what globalism is really all about at the core, you look at the medical cartel, the Rockefeller brand of medicine, which is the most toxic ever devised on the planet. And what they're talking about, I don't know who these people are at the Pew Trust that are just waking up from their own delirium. I don't know what pills they've been taking.
Well, they just ratcheted the Xanax bars down.
Yeah, they just woke up to the fact...
They're alive again.
Yeah, that these pills have been destroying people's lives for at least the last 30 or 40 years, and it isn't getting better, it's getting worse. And this is part of what it means to make America livable again, is for people to be able to walk away from these drugs and put their lives back together in terms of natural health and what health is actually all about, not these incredible drugs that, because people are not just taking these for a week in an acute crisis. They're getting prescribed these drugs for years and years and decades, and it's destroying populations.
Well, and it's actually incredible. I don't know when this whole phase started, but I remember being in high school and college, and it was like pop culture. It was like a thing. You heard it in rap songs and everything, you know, get barred out. They had a bunch of different nicknames for it, like buses and stuff like that. I was never into any sort of pharmaceutical drugs, honestly. I thank God that I never went down that road as some of my friends did. But you can see it in real time when they're high on these drugs, which I don't know. It's like, honestly, it's the crazy thing, too, about it, John, is they're so prevalent. These are supposedly prescription drugs that should be hard to get, but they're so prevalent where you have large groups of people getting high on these things every day. It's like, how is that even possible?
The obvious answer is that the pharmaceutical companies are actually trafficking, which has been already proven in the area of opioids with Purdue Pharma and other companies. They're not just selling to pharmacies, to doctors, to patients who are in severe pain. They're trafficking millions of pills to dealers. And under Obama, here we go again, 2016, a law was passed, almost unanimously voted on by Congress, that hamstrung the DEA from being able to walk into a major pharmaceutical company and say, we know you're trafficking. We know which shipments you're sending out that are not legitimate. We're freezing the shipments. We're busting your ass, and we're going to put you on trial and send you to prison. That is now very, 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 very difficult to do for the DEA.
Oh, but wait, John, we warned them. We said in the things, in the fine print, in the commercials, yeah, warning, you know, could cause brain damage and suicidal thoughts and all that good stuff. We warned them,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let's see. Hold on. Can I find that small? No, my magnifying glass isn't big enough to actually find the small print.
Can you find that small print for us, John?
Please. I don't know. Somebody will have to bring that up.
All right, we're going to get the fine print for John, but John Rappaport from No More Fake News, he's about to leave us. John, we're sending the sensitivity team over to your place. We're taking you to sensitivity training. You're too insensitive, John. We cannot handle your website, nomorefakenews.com. We cannot handle it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let's really look at how fake most television news is. Let's really analyze how fake the Democrats and the left-wing media have become. Hillary Clinton is going to win the election. It's over. It's not even close. Oops, wrong. Trump colluded with Russia. That's how he won the election. Oops, no, it's Hillary Clinton that colluded with the Russians. On so many different fronts, like it's absurd. Whether it be Uranium One, whether it be hundreds of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, whether it be $500,000 to Bill Clinton for a speech, whether it be the dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for that came from five Russian intelligence sources. That's all the proof of Hillary Clinton colluding with Russia. Where is the evidence of Trump doing it? None. How about Trump's travel ban? They say it's a Muslim ban. It was started by Obama as a travel ban from the countries he bombed, but somehow it becomes Trump's Muslim ban. Separating kids at the border. Trump, he's separating kids at the border. Look at how heartless he is. No, this is a practice that is law that's been going on for decades. And if you want to know the truth of it, the children are separated from their parents in their home countries, and they send them here. There's no parents when they even get here. But Trump separating kids at the border. Trump putting kids in cages. Oops. You find out that the photo that originated that headline was from the Obama administration. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. There's 100 different examples. The latest, though, has to be the Russian hacking or the Russian meddling in the election. It's all Trump's fault. He's out of control. How dare he say that America's to blame for this? But wait. If Russia is really trying to influence and hack our elections, why did the Obama administration stand down? And just one step further, and then I'll retreat. If we're really so afraid about Russia meddling in our elections, why are we having open voter registration for non-citizens? If Russia wanted to meddle in our elections, they could send 1 million Russians to California to vote, and then it'd be game over. They could send 1 million to Texas, and it'd be game over. So if you're really worried about Russian meddling in our elections, why do you have non-citizens voting? So there's no rhyme or reason to it. But to go back to my point, why did the Obama administration stand down? Oh, let me guess. CNN, MSNBC, and the Washington Post and New York Times are going to say, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Look at InfoWars saying... look at InfoWars saying that California wants to have non-citizens vote. No, that's a fact. They're coming out and saying it now. And they even have ads with Michelle Obama and a bunch of other liberals in Hollywood and everything like, oh, yeah, get out and vote. The democracy is a threat. Like, everyone agrees with them. No, people are going to get out and vote for the Republicans and Trump. You don't even get how you're losing yet.
Oh, but InfoWars is a conspiracy theorist saying that the Obama administration ordered a stand down. The Obama administration ordered a stand down, according to InfoWars conspiracy theorist.
Well, unlike everyone else that attacks InfoWars and Alex Jones that doesn't play the clips, I'm going to play you the clips. Let's go to C-SPAN. This is from June of this year. This is from June of this year. The Obama official admitting Obama ordered a stand down on Russian hacking.
This is a question I have for you, Mr. Daniel, and this puzzles me. There's a quote I want to read you from an article that appeared of what happened in late August of 2016. At his morning staff meeting, Daniel matter-of-factly said to his team it had to stop working on options to counter the Russian attack. Quote, we've been told to stand down. That's a quote from you. Daniel Prieto, one of Daniel's top deputies, recalled, quote, I was incredulous and in disbelief. It took me a moment to process. In my head, I was like, did I hear that correctly? End quote. Then Prieto asked, quote, why the hell are we standing down? Michael, can you help us understand? Question mark, end quote. Is that an accurate description of what happened?
So that is an accurate rendering of the conversation at the staff meeting, but the larger context is something that we can discuss in the classified session. But I can say that the concerns about widespread, how many people were involved in the development of the options, and so the decision at that point was to neck down the number of people that were involved in developing our ongoing response options. And it's not accurate to say that all activities ceased at that point.
So that's strange. So Russian meddling, Russian hacking, the biggest story. Oh my gosh, we have to impeach Trump over it. Obama didn't seem to care that much. Let's now go to a clip of former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson on MSNBC, once again saying this can come right back to the Obama administration standing down.
When it comes to superpowers, we all tend to behave the same way. If you make something cost prohibitive, then you deter the actor from doing it again. And we've yet to do that when it comes to the Russian government. We've yet to say to them, hey, don't do this or else. We began that in the closing days of the Obama administration, but it's really up to this current administration to follow through on a lot of those actions.
Oh. I've asked you this before, so I know the answer. Will Russia try to interfere again? The answer from you has always been yes.
I'm very concerned that in the midterms, in the 2020 election, we could see Russian influence, because basically they've been given very little reason to stop.
So there's Jay Johnson. Well, Russian influence is a big problem here. We stood down on it, but Trump shouldn't. You go back to the Obama official. Yes, we have here quotes saying that Obama said stand down on the Russian influence. Is that accurate? Yes, that is an accurate recount. Yes. You had Devin Nunes. You know what? This is actually the incredible thing about it. I mean, look at this. This is even Politico, a left-leaning rag. Headline, Obama team was warned in 2014 about Russian interference and did nothing. This is see, I remember when I went back reading these stories. I remember in 2016, and I've said this many times, Devin Nunes was actually kind of anti-Trump in the sense that he was kind of leading the forefront with the Russian meddling crap, because he was actually seeing it in real time and seeing the Democrats standing down for 2 years. So when this was all happening in 2016, Devin Nunes is sitting here throwing papers in the air like, what the heck is going on here? We've got Russian meddling. And at this time, he believes it got Trump in office. So he kind of thinks that there's something to Trump-Russia collusion, maybe not in so many words, but he sees the Russian hacking. He sees Obama standing down on it, and he sees Trump getting in, and he thinks that there's something to this. And so he kind of comes out as anti-Trump, but not as much anti-Trump, but pro-Russia interference and meddling. Then, as time goes by, he sees what really happened here. And he's now obviously, you know, pro-Trump and doesn't buy the Russian influence thing. But I remember going back and seeing Nunes do this. So, again, doesn't this just illustrate how fake it all is? It's so 1984. You might as well be reading 1984 and just call it 2018. Obama warned for 2 years about Russian interference. They stood down. Obama was putting, but it's not even Obama. It's been going on. During the Obama administration, kids were being put in cages. During the Obama administration, kids were being separated at families. Oh, but it's Trump's fault. Trump's the bad guy. Last night, there's a Move On protest that I filmed and responded to. It's on the Alex Jones channel and in the Alex Jones Facebook. Donald Trump is destroying America. Yeah, he's destroying America by rebuilding it. He's destroying America by record jobs growth. He's destroying America by record economic growth. He's destroying America by record low unemployment. That's destroying. Building it, creating it, making it wealthy and prosperous again is destroying it. This is the 1984 double thing. Oh, Trump colluded with Russia. Really? How? Well, you know, indictments and Mueller and Manafort. No. Tell me how he colluded with Russia. Well, we're going to find out. Well, Hillary colluded with Russia. Oh, please. How did Hillary collude with Russia? Well, okay. Bill Clinton got $500,000 for a speech. Hillary Clinton has had hundreds of millions of dollars donated to the Clinton Foundation by Russians. She did the Uranium One deal. 20% of America's uranium went to Russia. She had intelligence officers get intel from Russian intelligence, and then that created a dossier. So there's all of the Clinton-Russia collusion sitting right out there, and with all of it, imagine, they're wearing a Russian hat, they have a Russian shirt on, they're waving a Russian flag, and they're like, look, Trump's colluding with Russia, he's colluding, as they're waving the Russian flag, rubles pouring out of their pockets, just flush with Russian money, just Russia all over them, all of them met with Putin, it's all the same, Trump's colluding with Russia, as they're waving the Russian flag, taking all hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian. So this is now the 1984 society I live in. Trump actually stands up to Russia, Obama stands down, and somehow Trump's colluding.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.